Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Beis, and we are three lines from the top of daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, V'cheres HaDaryoni. So on daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, the Masechta turned the page and discussed a very long-winded Mishnah, Elu Dvarim Shal Oivde Kechavim Asurin, Ve'isuran Isser Hana. And the first thing mentioned, the Mishnah was Yayin. And as mentioned briefly, the Isser Yayin really falls into three categories. So whenever you talk about Yayin Shal Oivde Kechavim, you just have to remember that not all Yayin Shal Oivde Kechavim were created equally. And as it relates to the Halacha, the Yerideya, there's really three different categories. The first is Yayin Nesach. Yayin that an Oivik Kechavim took and was Menasech L'Avodah Zarah. That Yayin is treated like Tekrovis L'Avodah Zarah. Surprisingly, the Gemara needs a drasha that it should be treated like Tekrovis L'Avodah Zarah. But at the end of the day, that's what it is. And just like Tekrovis L'Avodah Zarah, Zivchei Mason, Aser Bachila, Aser Bahana, Midai Raisa, so too Yayin Shenesnasech L'Avodah Zarah is Aser Midai Raisa Bachila Bahana. But let's be honest, Halacha L'Maisa, it's very rare that a person's going to encounter real Yayin. The second category of yayin is what we know as stam yenam. Stam yenam means wine that was produced and owned by an oved avodah zarah. The halacha is that the chachamim made a gzera yenam yishub bnei seyah, a gemara that we're going to learn in great detail next week. And stam yenam shal oved chachamim is also as well. It has nothing to do with the iser yayin esach. We're not discussing yayin shenis nasich. We may not even be discussing yayin with his achshas shenis nasich. At the end of the day, stam yenam is also, and there too, it's also b'shtia, it's also about another. Third category is the most common, and that is Yayin Shel Yisrael Shenoga Bo Yoiv De Kechavim. That if a Yid owns wine, the guy doesn't own it, he didn't produce it, he certainly wasn't Menasech L'Avodah Zarah. All he did was touched it. He opened it, maybe he poured you a glass, but what he did was what's referred to in Halacha as Maga. That Yayin too is Asa B'Shtiyah, that Yayin too is Asa Bahana. The notable exception to the laws of Yayin is what we discussed briefly on Daf Lamed. We'll get to the sugyas later in the Masecht, and that's Yayin Mevushal. Yayin Mevushal is excluded from the Isser D'Oraisa of Yayin Nesach. It's excluded from the Isser D'Rabbanan of Stam Yenam, and Yayin Shel Yisrael Shenoga Bayakim. The next Halacha, the Mishnah was the Cheres HaDaryoni. Cheres HaDaryoni, so an earthenware keli dating back to the times of Hadrian, that too would be Aser B'Shtia and Aser Bahana. Zok the Gemara. My HaDaryoni. Amr Rabbi Yudama Shmuel Cheres Shal HaDaryonus Kesar. These were earthenware kelim that were used by the troops, by the military of Hadrian, who was the Roman emperor, a very infamous Roman emperor. So if you look him up, in the secular world, he's known as Hadrian the Great. But in our world, he's known as a monster. He was responsible for Churban Beit. The Rambam famously says that Churban Beit was kosher Yisrael ke Churban Beis HaMikdash, and one of the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. So either way, Hadrian, who was a Roman emperor, circa around the time that Rabbi Akiva lived, Bar Kochva, in his military, they had a patent. They wanted that their soldiers, their troops, should be well lubricated. They should have what to drink. So what he did was, there was a piece of property that he knew that nobody had ever worked. It was a virgin land. He went, he worked the land, and he planted vineyards there. He then took the wine that these vineyards produced, and he put them into white earthenware kelim, and the wine got absorbed inside the walls of the earthenware kelim. He then gave these kelim to his soldiers. And what they would travel, it was difficult for them to carry wine. When they needed a drink, they would take a little shard off this earthenware keli, vidaru bahadayu, and they would soak it in water. And the wine that was absorbed inside the walls of these earthenware kelim would ooze out. They were able to drink from that. So these kelim had absorbed inside its walls a lot of wine. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Levi, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Levi said, and by the way, v'rishon shalanu kishlishi shalahem, that the wine that we drink right now, our best wine would be like the wine that came out the third time that one shard was soaked. So you'd think that the third time you're fetching wine out, it's already going to be diluted. How good's it going to taste? That wine tasted so good that the third time that you fetched out a little bit of yayin from the Cheres HaDaryoni, It tasted like the Yayin Meshubach, the most expensive wines that you can buy today. Either way, that's Cheres HaDayani. So you had some real wine there, and as a result, you have the regular Gzeir of Yayin. And if Yayin Shal Ovdek HaChavim is also B'Shti, it's also Barna, Cheres HaDayani, it's very simple. Nobody argues in the Mishnah. The same exact halacha. It's going to be Aser B'Shti. It's going to be Aser B'Hana as well. So before we go weiter, the Mishnah continued, and then the Mishnah brought a few examples of Yayin where not everybody agreed what the halacha was. Meaning, there was a machlokes tanan whether the gzeiras Yayin applied or if it applied exactly how it applied. The Mishnah said, noidos ha'ovdei kechavim. So, noidos were sacks that the ovdei kechavim used. They used to put wine and other things in it as well. They were made out of leather. Vekan kaneim, these were earthenware kelim, not this proprietary earthenware keli known as the Cheres HaDayani, but ordinary earthenware kelim. So what would be if a Yid has a noid that he took from an Ovdei Kechavim, so he has a leather keli that he took from an Ovdei Kechavim, or he has an earthenware keli, you have to remember that he took from an Ovdei Kechavim, and now he put his own wine inside, so he cleaned it out, he made sure that it was clean, there's nothing to talk about, there was no wine of the Ovdei Kechavim inside, it was a clean noid, it was a clean kankan, but he now poured his own glatt kosher wine inside. Says the Gemara, Asurin, the Asurin Isra, no, the Rameh said in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, that you can't drink the wine anymore, even though the wine is technically kosher wine. Not just that, you can't even have hanah from the wine. The Chachamim said, you can't drink the wine, this is true, but in terms of having hanah from the wine, that's something that you would be able to do. So, Cheres HaDayani, everybody agrees, Asurin b'shtiyah v'asurin b'hanah. But in terms of the Noidos the kankaneim shal Yisrael kanos b'saricham over there, the halach is it's machlokes Ramei and the Chacham. So according to Ramei again, and here it's different because here we're talking about yayin shal Yisrael. The yayin shal Yisrael is definitely going to be aser b'shtiyah. We have a machlokes Ramei and the Chacham and whether it's also going to be aser b'hana or whether it's not going to be aser b'hana. Now what should be the reason? What's the issue? L'chura, there was no non-kosher wine. All there was kosher wine. It was in a noid and a kankan that the Ovdei Kechavim had previously used for their non-kosher wine. But right now, all you have is kosher wine. So why in the world should it be us? The Teretz says, this is Yerideya 101. We know the halacha is that you're not allowed to cook meat, for example, in a milchiga pot. Or you can't cook kosher food in a non-kosher pot. Why not? You clean the pot, scrub it. You can be 1,000% sure that there's nothing on the surface of the pot. Why is it a problem? The reason is because Chachamim said that even though there's nothing on the surface of the pot, but there may be something balua in the tfanos akedera. There may be something absorbed in the walls of the pot. And when you cook, when you heat up the pot, it's going to cause the little bit of a blia to come out of the tfanos and now penetrate your food so that, for example, if you're cooking meat in a milchiga pot, the little bit of dairy, the little bit of milchiks that was inside the doifen akdeira, that was inside the wall of the pot, is now suddenly going to be inside your food. And unless you have the right proportion, shishim, etc., you're going to have problems. And sometimes shishim doesn't even work, such as by yayin. For that reason, the Chachamim were worried that even though right now you don't have any yayin of an Ovdei Kechavim, all you have is yayin shal Yisrael, but at the same time, being that these walls are angezapped with yayin shal Ovdei Kechavim, if you're going to now put Yayin Shal Yisrael, we're concerned that maybe Yayin is going to come out, and if Yayin is going to come out, that Yayin is going to be a problem. And it's for that reason the halacha is that it's going to be Aser B'Shtiyah, and it's going to be Aser B'Hanah as well. Why is it going to be Aser B'Hanah? Back of the envelope arithmetic. Because if the whole concern of Noides and Kankanim is the Yayin of the Ovdei Kechavim that had been there previously, and even though you don't see it, but it's balua inside the tfana, it's now coming in and mixing together with the yayin shal Yisrael. So now you have an issue because yayin is aser b'hanah. So it's partial why it'd be aser b'hanah. Why don't you stop making cheshbonis of shishim? Because when it comes to the issa yayin, there's no halach of shishim. That's sugis in the end of the masechta. So shishim's not going to help you. You're worried about there being real yayin. The real yayin isn't going to be aser b'hanah. It's for that reason this whole taruva is going to be aser b'hanah. The one problem with this halacha. The one problem, this is all pshat in the Gemara. The one problem with this Gemara is that if you have a keli, let's say you have a cup that you know that a non-Jew used for non-kosher food, and you now want to pour a glass of milk inside, you want to drink the milk. Are you allowed to? Of course you're allowed to. The only time there's a problem when it comes to using kederos and kelim shalev the kechavim is if they're hot, because the heat of the keli will cause the blios that are inside the tefanis hakedera to come out and be nesarev together with the food that you're eating. But if there's nothing hot, everything is yavish, there's nothing to talk about, there's not going to be an issue. So chura, in this case, these earthenware jugs or these leather sacks that were used by the Oivdei Kechavim to store wine, they never got hot. The wine's not hot. The wine wasn't boiling. It wasn't Yad Seledes Bay. It wasn't Yad Nichves Bay. These were regular sacks. These were regular jugs. So Lechura, what should be the issue? As long as you know there's nothing on the surface, as long as you know you cleaned it very, very well, it shouldn't be a problem. The answer is, Rashi, B'lishoyne Hazov. When Rashi says, Yayin Shal Yisrael, Konus Behen, Rashi in the Mishnah adds one word. Konus Behen, Hichnis Behen, Yayin, Likiyum. Everybody's medayek. Why did Rashi say Likiyum? You know what Likiyum means? A Yid put wine, Likiyum. He wants to leave it there for a long time. Meaning, it sounds like from Rashi that if a Yid would pour wine and then he would take it out immediately, you wouldn't have this halacha. The only reason you have the halacha is because he put it there l'kiyum. What's the difference if he did it l'kiyum or not? The answer is, again, this is Yerideo 101. This is not varfing. This is basic, sheer klali of the first shir you ever hear on Yerideo. And that is because there's halacha of kavush hareyu kemavushal, which means that if you soak something in something else, even if there's no hot heat, but if it remains there for an extended period of time, usually the halacha of kavush is chav dalet shoyz, unless you're dealing with something bitter or something that has a certain koyach to be mavashal even sooner. But usually, if it's there for chav dalet shoyz, kavush, soaking something in something else, even if there's no heat, is kimavushal. It creates the same chemical reaction that bishul creates, and you have to start zorging zich about blias and platis. That's what Rashi meant. Rashi said, what's the whole concern of noidis v'kankanim shalev kechavim? The concern is not something ba'en. The concern is the blias. The only time there's an issue of blias, if there's no heat, is kavush kimavushal. I don't have another example, says Rashi. Oh, if that's the case, it had to be the likiyum. It had to be there at least for chav dalet shoyz. Because if it's not there l'chav dalet shoyz, then you don't have the halacha of kavush harehu kimavushal. One other shayla, and this is the segue into the Gemara, takes us right to the bottom of the yomid. And that is, when we say that the wine now, Ya'in Shal Yisrael, is going to be aser b'shtia. Why is it aser b'shtia? Because you're worried about the blios of yayin that are inside the noid, that are inside the kankan. It's really a chiddush what we're saying. Because what we're saying is that not only did the takana of yayin that the chachamim made apply to wine, but the takana of yayin that the chachamim made apply to yayin that's balua inside a ktera. Now it's true in halacha, blios are treated as a be'en. It's treated as the thing itself. But there are differences, there are nuances. But essentially what the Mishnah is saying is that it doesn't matter. The fact that there's blios of yayin inside the kedera, that creates major issues. Not just issues of shtia, issues of anos. So if you're going to leave it there for chav dalet shoyz, according to the Achronim Zdiyak and Rashi, you're going to have kavush hareyu kemavushal, now you're not going to be able to drink even the kosher wine. In other words, what we're saying is that the blios that are inside the kedera are aser b'ano. Here's the shayla. Does that mean that the whole kedera is now aser b'ano? So if you have a kedera shalev di kechavim that has an blios of something that's aser b'ano, so I can't use the kedera anymore? Can I spy the kedera and sell it? Can I be in the business of buying and selling such kederas? I'm not going to drink it. I'm not going to have hana from the yayin per se. It punk just so happens that there's yayin balua. It doesn't increase its value or decrease its value. It's neither here nor there from a dollars and cents standpoint. So to have hana from the yayin, so where there's an issue of kavash kemavoshol, yayin she yisrael, kanus besaycha, that I get. That's a mishnah that I can't do. But the question is, how far does that go? Does that mean I can't even be nene from the kedera itself, where I'm technically not having any direct hana from the yayin? That is, in other words, what the Gemara's next ibaya is. And the Gemara doesn't present the ibaya in that way. But in other words, that could have been the Gemara's ibaya. Ibaya, who says the Gemara? Ma'lis moich bohen kari amito. So we're going back to the halacha of the Cheres Hadaryoni. And the Cheres Hadaryoni had in it, it was eingesapt with yayin shel, oiv de kechavim, yayin meshubach. This was a serious patent. And the halacha, no machlokes in the Mishnah, everybody agrees that the Cheres Hadaryoni is off limits. You can't drink from it, it's asav hana, you can't touch it. Clarus the Gemara, what do we mean when we say that you can't have hana from the Cheres Hadaryoni? Does it mean that you can't even use this shard now to support a bed? What's the shayla? You're not having hana from the wine itself, but you're having hana from the shard of the keli. It punk just so happens that there's wine inside And as a result, in some indirect way, you're being nana from the hana. So l'chur, you could have stopped the Gemara's Ibayah right here. But the Gemara wants a little bit more Tosefes beer. And that's what complicates the Gemara a little bit. Says the Gemara, that really the Shaila boils down to, not so much a Isser Hana Shaila, but a Shaila regarding Roitze B'Kiyumai B'Davar Achar, which is an exclusive shaila in the laws of Avodah Zarah. We know the halacha is that if a yid comes in contact with Avodah Zarah, abit abdon. Hachrim, tachrim, you have to get rid of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is something you're not allowed to get rid of. The makar that you're not allowed to erase, for example, the Shem Hashem, or you can't destroy a Davar Shebikdusha, is learned out from Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah you have to destroy. That's how we know that you're not allowed to do it when it comes to Dvarim Shebikdusha. So you have to destroy, you have to get rid of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara learned, it's a dinder abanon. From here we learn that not only do you have to destroy Avodah Zarah, you can't want Avodah Zarah to exist. So if you find yourself in a situation where you're roitze b'kiyumay shal Avodah Zarah, you're over an iser derabbanan. What iser? Abei ta'abdon. You have an obligation to destroy Avodah Zarah, and if you want, you're not destroying it or not destroying it, you're just wanting. Roitze b'kiyumay, that in itself is an issue. The classic example that the Gemara gives is where somebody was trying to get money from a guy. Guy owed him money, and he goes to the guy, and the guy tells him that when I sell my yayin that I have, my yayin esach, I'll take the proceeds, I'm going to give it to you. Could the yid be maskim to that? Could they have it in writing, let's say? The halacha is like, you can't be maskim to it. And the reason is, because now that the yid's going to get paid in the event that the yayin esach is going to be sold, it comes out he now has a horse in the race of the yayin esach. He now has a vested interest. He's right to be kiyumish al yayin esach. Because if something happened to the yayin esach, he would have no way of ever getting paid, because that was the deal. I'll sell the yayin esach and I'll pay you. You now let it be right to be kiyumish. So over here, l'chura, if you are going to use the shard of the cheres adayani to support your mita, so you're a roitze b'kiyumai of the shard. Essentially, you're roitze b'kiyumai of the yayin as well. Now, you don't really want the yayin. You want the shard. But the reality is, if something happened to the yayin, you probably wouldn't have the shard either, because the two are interlocked right now. So you're roitze b'kiyumai of the yayin. But for a davarach, you don't want the yayin, you want the shard. That's really the Gemara Shaila says. So it's not so much hana or not hana. It's more a Shaila related exclusively to the laws of Avodah Zarah. And roitze b'kiyumai de davarach ha-shara, so the Gemara says, Shema machlekes amirah. Reb Elazar, Reb Yochanan, echad asar, echad shari. Meisvi, I'll ask you a kasha. Hadar duin v'harukvoy shalev dekechavim. So these were other types of sacks and kalim that the dekechavim used to use to store their wine. Says the Gemara, Yayin shal Yisrael konos bahen. If we emptied out the keli, so there's nothing to talk about. There's no Yayin shalev dekechavim. All there is Yayin shal Yisrael. Aser b'shtia u'muter b'ana. Whose sheet is that? That's essentially the Chachamim sheet in the Mishnah. That was a little intro that we spoke out. Machlekes remain the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Whether Noidos v'Kankeneim, here it's Hadardurim v'Harukvay, same difference. The point is that you have Kalim, Shalom, they used to store wine. You clean them out. Now there's a Yayin Shal Yisrael. Rameir said it's Asa B'Shtiyah, Asa B'Ana. The Chachamim said it's Asa B'Shtiyah, it's Mutter B'Ana. This Hanakama in this brisa is essentially the Chachamim Shita. Hey, it's Shimon ben Guda, the Fnei Benoi. So Rabbi Gamliel, Shimon ben Guda said Eidos in front of Rabbi Gamliel's son. Al Rabbi Gamliel, he said it regarding Rabbi Gamliel. Sheshasam Yemen Ba'akka. He said, I was once an Akka, and I saw your father, Rabbi Gamliel. This is the great Rabbi Gamliel. He said, I saw your father, Rabbi Gamliel, drink from Dardurim Amrukvay Shalev Kechavim. It was Yayin Shal Yisrael. So not only does your father, Rabbi Gamliel, hold that it's Mutter B'Hana, he must hold it's Mutter B'Shtiyas. But the Chachamim that were there said, I don't believe the story ever happened. No way. Couldn't have happened. Either way, the Brisa continues, and this is what we need. Noidah Shalev Kechavim. Reb Shimon Gamliel Leim B'Shem Reb Shimon Ben Kfusay. Also Lassus Mem Shatich HaMechamar. So Noidahs were made out of leather. What if a Yid has a Noid that belongs to a guy, and he wants to use it for a leather saddle for his donkey? Can I use it as a saddle, or could I not use it as a saddle? So Rav Shimon Gamliel said, in the name of Rav Shua ben Kfusai, also lasis mem shaticha lechamar. Now this is mamash awa shayla. Why was this mamash awa shayla? Because over here you're going to have hana from the noyde shalev de kachavim, that the kachavim said is problematic. Varai, you can't drink from it. Okay, shayla if you could be nen or not from the yayin. But the point is, you definitely can't drink from the yayin, because there's a chesaron, there's an issue that there's bliyos of yayin inside the noy, that if you let the kosher wine sit there long enough, eventually it's going to take on some of these bleas. There's nothing to talk about. There are bleas of yayin that are inside. And still, and it's for that reason, he said, also lasis mehem shetichim lechamar, because of that issue. But v'hocha, the roitz pekim ayde davar achar. You're not being nene directly from the yayin. You're being nene ayde davar achar. You want the saddle. You just want the leather. V'ktoni da aser. So how could there be a machlekes, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yechanon? Roitz pekim ayde davar achar, shari or aser. V'chad aser, v'chad shari. Isn't it a mefurisha, psak halacha, from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and then Rabbi Yeshua ben Kfusai, who said that it's aser? You can't have a machlokes on Mayuron if there's a mefurish atana that says one way. But the Gemara says, according to you, if that's the case, why did Rav Shimon Gamliel say his edus that you're not allowed to take the noidos of the oiv de kechavim? These were these earthenware, or the leather flasks, and now use them for a saddle for the chamar. If what he was trying to say was the halacha that roitzeh b'kiyumeh ha'adeh d'avarachar aser, he should have said a halacha that has much broader implications. He should have said you're not allowed to do business ever with the noidos of the oiv dekechavim. Meaning, ma'ishna noidos or ma'ishna kankanim. Why did he say the halacha dafka by noidos? It sounds like he's saying the halacha with a leather Kaylee, don't use it as a saddle for a chamar. If he means to say that he should have made a much broader statement. Elamai Rava. So Rava said, you have to say that Rav Shimon Gamliel was worried about something else. Really, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds is mutter. So don't ask a kasha on the man that holds mutter. I, Rav Shimon Gamliel, said aser. Rav Shimon Gamliel didn't say aser. Really, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds mutter. I, if he holds mutter, what was this psak? Why can't you use the noy to use as a saddle? It's a whole different deal. The reason he was worried is because what's going to happen if this yid is going to lose his noid? He has a leather sack that he used to use to store his wine. And something's going to happen to him. He's going to need leather. If he has a leather saddle on his chamar, so he may take the leather from the saddle, turn it into a noid, and now use the noid. If you're going to take the leather from the saddle, use it for a noid, and now you're going to drink from the noid, so now you're going to have the halach of the Mishnah. That's aser, aser b'shtiyah. That's not roitze p'kiyum ayde davar achar. He's creating a link, a direct link. He's drawing a line between using the noid of the oiv kechavim as a saddle to maybe later getting involved in the halach of the Mishnah. So if the whole concern was that you're going to use it as a saddle, he wouldn't be worried about that. He's not worried about that Isra no. He's not worried about the Roitzeh B'kiyum Ayidei Davar Achar. But Raya, he only said it by noidos. He only said it by saddles. He was being very specific. There, he had a specific chash. I guess if you lived back then, this made sense. It was a real chash. You may take your saddle and convert it into a bottle of wine, whatever. But the point is, I guess people did that. So either way, that's why he said that halacha. But now the Gemara flips it. L'man, Dama Roitzeh B'kiyum Ayidei Davar Achar Aser. Koin, the man that holds Roitzeh B'kiyum Ayidei Davar Achar Aser. Ma'ishna Kan Kanim Deshari. How come the Chacham of Taka never made a gzera that it should be aser to sell kankanim, right? Let it be aser to sell kankanim. Every kankan, you're having hanah from the kankan by selling it. L'churid is yayin inside. Why don't you say, roitze b'kiyum ayidei davar achar? Amar l'chosom, lesa li'isur b'enei, hacha isa li'isur b'enei. Kankanim, he wasn't so worried about. The chavim didn't make the gzera, because even though there's blias, but it's not so much be'en. Meaning, the Gemara is saying a chiddush. The Gemara is saying that, what was the original Shaila Roitzeh B'kiyum Ayidei Davar Achar? It was regarding the Cheres Hadaryani. The Cheres Hadaryani, it seems the wine was a little bit more be'en than it is in the Noidos and the Kankanim. Shua ben Levi said that the third time they take wine out, it tastes better than Rishon Shalanu, than the best wines that we have. So you see that the wine was very be'en in that case. Being that the wine was very be'en in that case, over there the Chachamim made this takana, Lamanda Amar, Roitzeh B'kiyum Ayidei Davar Achar Aser, they said that it should be a problem. But in the case of Noidos and Kankanim, over there the Blias weren't of the same nature and they weren't of the same intensity. As a result, over there wasn't an issue. Meaning the Gemara is saying that even the Mandama that holds Roitzeh B'kiyum Ayidei Davar Achar Aser, he said it regarding the original Shaila, Mao Lispech Ben Kari Amita, which was regarding the Cheres Hadayani. By the Cheres Hadayani, that's a real Shaila. But as it relates to Noidos and Kankanim over there, everyone's going to agree that it's going to be Mutter. The Gemara told a story. The Gemara said that very big Kiddush, meaning in the Mishnah, there's Machloikis, Noidos V'Kankanim Shaloiv V'Kachavim. So if you have Yayin Shei Yisrael Konos, you're not allowed to drink the wine. What about Havanah? Could you have Havanah from the wine? Machlokes, Ramey says you can't have Havanah from the wine because you're worried about Yayin. Yayin Shalom Yivdik HaChavim is also Havanah. The Chavim say no. In this case, you could have Havanah. You can't drink the Yayin Shei Yisrael, but if you want to have Havanah, you can have Havanah. And then Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon Ben Guda, said Eidos in front of Rabbi Gamliel. He tells Rabbi Gamliel that Fnei Bnei Yisrael, Rabbi Gamliel, that I saw your father, Rabbi Gamliel, drink in Akoi from this wine. The Gemara says, it's interesting, there's another braisa that tells the same story with a different result. And he was Maida. So you have a stira. You have one braisa that says that they weren't Maida to this story. They couldn't believe Rabbi Gamliel would have done such a thing. And here you have a braisa that they did believe Rabbi Gamliel did this. So the Gemara says, "My loy hoiduloi de kamar hasam kol siatoi avo b'nai maiduloi." You have to look at the diktok. In the first braisa, it was v'loy hoiduloi, lashon rabbi. Loy hoiduloi, meaning no one believed it. The oilam did that wasn't. The second braisa is v'hoideloi, even though we have the girsa v'hoiduloi, but if you look on the side, they change it. It's v'hoideloi, lashon yachid. Here we're talking about B'nai Shrabba Gamliel. B'nai Shrabba Gamliel believed it. The oilam didn't believe it. Rabbi Gamliel's own son, he believes it's not a stira. There were those that didn't believe it, but then there was Rabbi Gamliel's son who did believe it. One braisa is describing everybody else's reaction. The other braisa is describing Rabbi Gamliel's son's own reaction. Zokta Gemara, Iba Yaseima, Guda Lechud, Ve Guda Lechud. Could be used two different stories. There was Shimon ben Guda mit an Aleph, and then there was Shimon ben Guda with an Ayin. The first Brysa is Shimon ben Guda, look at the spelling, Gimel Vav Dalet Aleph. The second Brysa is Shimon ben Guda with an Ayin, Gimel Vav Dalet Ayin. So, Pashut, if you asked the man on the street, he would say his name was Guda. I know they weren't trying to spell it, maybe. It's not such a common name. So there was an Aleph, there was an Ayin, right? Spelling names is complicated. Seamus Agitin, the Taz were the whole Chibur on Seamus Agitin. There's so many tshuvas about spelling names when it comes to Hilchas Gittin. So it was a Shaila. Is it with an Aleph with an Ayin? Rabbi Akiva with an Aleph or with a Hay, right? That was the Shaila. Is it with an Aleph or with an Ayin? But no, the Gemara said they were two different people. There was a Shimon ben Guda with an Aleph. There was a Shimon ben Guda with an Ayin. What happened? The first Shimon ben Guda with an Aleph, he said Eidus. They didn't believe it. But then a second aid came. Shimon ben Guda came. Oh, and the Shimon ben Guda, two people already had the same story. So then they came around. The next halacha in the Mishnah was that apparently there was some pagan custom where the pagans would take an animal, they would rip its heart out while it was alive, and they would be makriv al avigazar. The halach is that animal becomes aser bahana. You have to worry about the kravis avigazara. There's an issue. Shimon Gamliel gave a caveat on the Mishnah. He said, "Bizman shakrash aloy ogle, if the hole in the heart is round, also, then it's a problem. Mashuch, but if it's not round, it's a different shape, then it's going to be mutter." It's apparently the only time. The way that Ovdei Avodah used to do this is the way they perform this ritual is they would make a round hole. So if it's round, it's a problem. If it's not round, it's not a pun rabbanon. Ezu ar levuv kol shekruah keneged alev. So this hole in the heart would have to be keneged alev. Fikadur, it has to be kemin aruba, like a round window. Yeshal of kuret, if it has in it a kuret of dam, a shear of blood, aser. Enal of kuret dam, mutter. What's the svara? Because if they did this while it was alive, there would be blood. But once it's dead, there's not going to be blood anymore. So if there's blood in the area, it's a simen that they ripped the heart out while the animal was alive. Oh, they ripped it out while the animal was alive. So it must be they performed this ritual. Thus, it's avodah zarah. But if there's no blood, then you don't have to worry about it. Different caveat. The only time that this is true, that if there's no dam, it's mutter, is if they also didn't salt the animal. But if they salted the animal, even if they don't see blood, if it has this round hole near the heart, it's still going to be also, because then you have to be concerned that maybe the salt is what caused it to go away. Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Bizman Shekrash Alei Ogel, Aser Moshech Mutar, Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Halacha is Rav Shimon Gamliel. So who said this? Rav Yosef. Amalei Abayas, Abayas told Rav Yosef, Halacha Mechal Depligi. You're saying Halacha? Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel? It sounds like there are people that argue, and you're paskening like Rav Shimon Gamliel, as if there are those that hold that even if it's not round, it's going to be also. Amalei, so Rav Yosef told Abayas, my nafka lachmina. What difference does it make? The Halacha is anyways like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Amalei Abayas told him mysteriously, Gemara is marted to hey. So it's not clear what the answer was, but it sounds like something along these lines. He meant, what do you mean it doesn't matter? What, it was singing songs? This is, it's a hefkevelt? We're learning Gemara. Gemara, you have to be medaktik. You have to be medayik b'lashayni azav. Every word matters. So if nobody argues with Rav Shimon Gamliel, you don't have to say halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel, because you're giving off the impression that there's chalkim. Does it matter if there's chalkim? No, the halacha is anyways going to be like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But still, there's a certain way that you have to give over Gemara. You have to say it over properly, because at the end of the day, this is not a niggin. It's not zmarta tehei. This is a Gemara. Being that it's a Gemara, you have to be, again, ayin Rashi, ayin b'mefarshim. There's different nuances in exactly what Abayu was telling Rav Yosef, but that was his point. His point was that just because there's no nafkimid al halacha doesn't mean that you can just present the halacha however it is you want to present it. Next halacha, basar nichnas lavayis keichavim mutter. So the Mishnah discussed meat of a guy. The Mishnah said that if you have basar of an avayis keichavim, so if it's nichnas le avayis zara, you intercept it as it's entering a base avayis zara. So the halacha is mutter. It's going to be mutter. Now, what does mutter mean? L'chura mutter just means that it's mutter banah. You can't eat it. You can't eat basar shleiv the kechavim. Because kosher shchita, goy can't be a shaychit, etc., etc. But it's at least not going to be aser behanah, because there's no reason to assume that there's any issue of avodah zarah. But hayyotze, if it leaves the base of avodah zarah, now this basar already gets involved in the laws of avodah zarah. Now it gets treated like yayin nesach, the krevus of avodah zarah. Now it gets very, very chamor. And as a result, it's not only going to be Aser ba'achila, but it's going to be aser ba'hana as well. Zok de Gemara, mantana, who's the Tana the Mishnah that holds? That the only time we're worried about the basar being avodah zarah is if it left the base of avodah zarah. Because then we assume that it's coming from an animal that was served up for avodah zarah. But otherwise, it's mutter. I'm Rabbi Chibarab, I'm Rabbi Yechim, the like Rabbi Eliezer. It's not like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds, that a guy always thinks of avodah zarah. And a guy can't be a sheikhet, for example, for a Yisrael. You know why? Because he's thinking of avodah zarah. A guy always thinks of avodah zarah. So if a guy always thinks of avodah zarah, all basar of an avodah kechavim has to be treated with the chaymer of avodah zarah. The Mishnah you see not that way. The Mishnah you see it's only if it's leaving a base of avodah zarah that you have to be worried that it's being treated like avodah zarah. Ordinarily not. It must be that it's deloy kerabi Eliezer. Vayoytzei also, the Mishnah said, Nepneshu kizivchei mesim. So meat that leaves the base of avodah zarah is like zivchei mesim. It's also about my time. Because we assume that it was for sure part of an animal that was brought lavi dazar. Mani zok the Gemara, Rabbi the Meseri. The Mishnah said that it's going to be aser. What was the lashon of the Mishnah? Ebneshu kizivchei mesim. Just like a mace is aser bana, so too avodah zarah, something that was served up lavodah zarah, a piece of meat that's from an animal that was geshacht in lavodah zarah, that too is going to be aser. But the Gemara is shtelling on the comparison to zivchei mesim. Says the Gemara, Mani, who must the Tana of the Mishnah be? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. Tani, we learned to the Brayis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. Oy, Mani, look at the krovis of avodah zarah. Chavin shematame ba'ayil. How do you know that the krovis of an avodah zarah is metame ba'ayil? Shenema vayitzmedu lebal pa'or vayoichlu zivchei mesim. We had this earlier. Ma mes metame ba'ayil. After krovis avodah zarah chavin metame ba'ayil. Now over there we're discussing avodah zarah being metame. Metame ba'oil, like a mace, because of this comparison to zivchei mesim. But essentially what the Gemara is saying is that just like there's an idea of zivchei mesim, Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseri says, in Tumah, so too regarding Hana, since the same Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseri that holds that a mace is metame ba'oil. Why? Because of this hekesh, the zivchei mesim. That same Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseri is the one that holds that a mace, that avodah zarah is always going to be aser ba'hana. Why is it always going to be aser ba'hana? Because it's like zivchei mesim, just like a mace is aser ba'hana, so too avodah zarah is going to be aser ba'hana as well. It's interesting. There's a perek in Shas called Perek Rabbi Akiva. Perek Rabbi Akiva is a Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara brings a halacha that Rabbi Akiva said regarding avodah zarah. Rabbi Akiva said that avodah zarah is metama tumas masa kenida. That avodah zarah is metama like a nida. So there's a similarity between a nida and avodah zarah. Just like a nida has certain tumah, so too avodah zarah has tumah as well. So over here we have Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri that says, "Minayla to kravis avodah kechavim shemetama ba'oyo." A nida is not metama ba'oyo. A mace is metama ba'oyo. Vayitzmedu lebal par vayoychlu zivchei mesim. We're comparing avodah zarah to a mace. In Masechet Shabbos, right in the beginning of Perek Rabbi Akiva, we compare avodah zarah to a nida. It's Yidua. The Vilna Gaon said that when Rachel stole the trophim from Lavan, Lavan realizes that the trophim are gone, so he makes them go through some form of security, and he wants to know who has the trophim. And he pats everybody down. Nobody had. Comes to Rachel, says, "Rachel, will you please get up? I want to make sure you don't have the trophim." So Rachel said, "I can't get up." Said, "Why can't I get up?" She said, "Derech Lashemli, I'm a nida now, and I can't get up." Ramban says, Parshas Vayetze, very famously, that you see from here that even the Ovdei Kechavim once upon a time were very respectful of Anida, that she needed her space. I don't know if it was respectful or disrespectful, but either way, she was considered cast away to a certain degree during her tkufa that she was Anida, and as a result, nobody wanted to go near Rachel, Derech Nashemli, and that was her way of getting out. Maisa Rachel didn't tell the truth. Rachel was sitting on top of the trophim. She wasn't really a Nida. What she had was she had the trophim, but she said it to get Lavan away. But the Goyim famously said that Rachel wasn't lying. Because Rabbi Yekiva said that Avodah Zarah is metamek Nida. So if Rachel was sitting on top of Avodah Zarah, Derech Noshim Li, yeah, she said, I'm a Nida. Not physically a Nida, but I'm Tomei Tumas Nida because of the contact that I have with the Avodah Zarah. But either way, that's Avodah Zarah comparing it to Nida. Over here, we have a different idea of Yitzvah Mubal Pular. And then the last halacha, so the Mishnah said, Hahochim the Tarfus, Asura Losses for Losses Imam. A halacha that Tosa speaks out really could have been in the first parak. And that is regarding Lifnei Edeim Shalav the Kechavim Shloisha Yavim Asur Losses for Losses Imam. That if you see a group of and they're going on a long trip, Rashi says. They're on a pilgrimage. So the halacha is that you can't do business with them. Why? Because when they arrive at their destination, they're going to give Haidah to their deity. And you have all the problems of the first parak in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Haboy, if they're on their way back, mutter. Because on their way back, they're not going there, so they're not going to see their deity. You don't have to worry about it. Oh, Shmuel said, if you can tarfos, a guy that's going on a pilgrimage, Ba'alichov, when he's on his way there, asr. Why? Because if you do business with him, he's going to be very happy. And when he arrives, he's going to have it in mind when he gives Haidah. Bechazor, on the way back, mutter. Why? Whatever happened, happened. This is essentially the halacha of the Mishnah. Shmuel is just explaining a little bit the halacha, but that's what the Mishnah said. Yisro, Allah, look the tarfos. Shmuel continued, however, and he said halacha that the Mishnah doesn't say. What about a yid? What about a yid loyal later? That's a meshumid. He got fachapt, and he's on his way to this pilgrimage. So the halacha is, Ba'alicha, when he's on his way, mutter, you could do business with him. Interesting. So he's on his way to his pilgrimage, you don't have to worry. You know why? Dilma hadarbe. Because we have faith that he's going to have a hirutshuva, he's going to come around, and he's never going to do it. He's on his way to do the Aveira. But at the same time, we have betochen that this yid is going to realize, and what in the world am I doing? And as a result, you don't have an issa to do business with him. Chazar, on his way back, however, if he went already, now you can't do business with him. Why? Kivan da avikba mahadahada. And this is a fascinating halacha. So the guy on his way back, you could do business with. Why? Because he's done with it. Well, he's not saying maidim again until the next yantif. But a yid is different. And a yid, if he gets fachapt with the avodah zarah, now he himself, even on the way back, you have to be concerned that he's going to stop and he's going to give haidah to this avodah zarah. It could be because he's a yid, or it could be because, you know, he's new to it and he's going to have that rischa as a result, as it relates to this new religion that he just took upon himself. But the bottom line is, so in a certain degree, the yid is actually treated more chamer, says the Gemara. But is that true? But Tanya learned in a braisa, a yid, it's always awesome. Meaning it's true. You have this chumrah that a yid, you can't do business even when he's on his way back. But this braisa said you can't do business with him even when he's on his way there. Shmuel said a big svara. Shmuel said the yid, we're hopeful. But here you have a braisa that says, not like Shmuel. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Kitanya hi b'Yisrael mumr devada yozal. Now, they were talking about a yid that's already been involved in this avodah zarah. He's been a member of this cult for many years. Oh, he's been a member for many years already. You can't assume that he's going to be chayzer because he hasn't been chayzer in the past. So a yid that's going for the first time to the avodah zarah, so yeah, but talking that he's not going to do the avera. But once he's already huchsak that he does it, so now you can't have faith in him that he's going to turn around, he's going to come back, and at the same time, on his way back, you have to be worried about him as well, because for the yid, it's different. The bottom line is, the halacha, the Mishnah applies to Oyved Avodah Zarah. As it relates to a yid, the halacha is going to be different. What's the halacha going to be? It depends. If he's a newcomer, then it's mamish in the reverse. On the way there, there's no issue to do business with him. On the way back, there is an issue to do business with him. If he's been there, done that, he's a mummer, he's been around for a while, then it's going to be also to do business with him, both on the way there and both on the way back. So before we end, just go back to one aura that we spoke about this week. Earlier in the week, we mentioned Shaila. So the Gemara was discussing Refuah B'Shabbos. Simin Shin Chav Ches, where the halacha is that a person is not allowed to take medication on Shabbos. Of course, if it's a question of Pekuach Nefesh, or a Safek Pekuach Nefesh, or if he takes the medicine the whole week, ask your local rabbi. There are many exceptions to this rule. But high level, it is true that a yid is not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. And the reason is because once upon a time, for someone to take medicine, he would have to take herbs, he would have to grind them. Grinding is one of the lametes malachas, and there was a chashash that if you're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, people may actually grind the herbs on Shabbos. Gzeirim isham shchika samamonim, the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. So we posed the question, and that is, the halacha is ein merakdim b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. You can't clap, you can't dance. In fact, there's certain music-related things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. It's brought down a Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Shin lametes and Hilchah Shabbos. The Ramos says that today it's mutar l'katchila. You're allowed to dance on Shabbos. You can break down the hara on Shabbos. Says the Ramah, why? Because the whole reason you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos is related to a gzeirah. The Chachamim said that if you're going to dance on Shabbos, maybe you're going to have music. And if you have music, maybe the instrument's going to break. And if it breaks, you may fix it. Shtera mishum tikkun mana, which is why the lametas malach is different. The Chachamim said no dancing on Shabbos. But the Ramah says today, if somebody is playing with a musical instrument and it breaks, he's not going to be able to fix it. Chances are there's nobody at the wedding that will be able to fix it. You're going to have to send it back to the manufacturer, wait 6 months and get it back. And you're not going to be able to fix it. So the whole chashash is no longer applicable. As a result, what are you worried about? It's not going to happen. If it's not going to happen, there's no problem to dance. Knock yourself out. Dance. That's what the Ramah says. It's Mefurish Ramah. It's in Shin Lamites in Hilchah Shabbos. We mentioned that the Ramah said a similar halacha in his famous tshuva discussing the case where he officiated a wedding on Shabbos. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Yuma, in Masechtas Beya, Ein Mekadshim, no weddings on Shabbos. Yet there was a story where it was an Eis Lasseis where the Ramah fell, covered Abrias, there were a whole bunch of Cheshbonis, and the Ramah officiated a wedding, on a, it was about an hour and a half after Rabbeinu Tam, on a Friday night in Krakow. At the time, we're very upset. They made a takana, no more weddings Friday on in Krakow, even Erev Shabbos. People used to get married in Erev Shabbos. But in Krakow, you were never going to be able to get married on Erev Shabbos, lest something like this ever happen again. But the Ramah wrote a tshuva to explain his psak. And one of the things he writes in his tshuva, he says, at the end of the day, why are you not allowed to get married on Shabbos? Because the chashash, you might write the ksuba. If you're going to get married, you need a ksuba. You might write the ksuba. So Dr. Ramah, today, nobody writes ksubas. It used to be the chassam would write the ksuba. But today, the chassam doesn't write the ksuba. You come with it prepared. So the whole gzeirah shem yichtar doesn't apply. Now, he didn't say, therefore, the katchila, go get married on Shabbos. But he used it as a sniff, for sure, in his, and he cross-references Yudish and Lamatas. It's just like I said, that you can be miraculous the katchila on Shabbos, because it was all gzeirah mishum tikkun mana. Today, you don't have the gzeirah. So when it comes to miraculous the katchila, when it comes to mekachin, the Ramah at least spoke it out. So the other was, why today is it still aser to take medicine on Shabbos? L'chura, it should be okay. We should invoke what the Ramah said in Shin Lametes and Hilchah Shabbos regarding Miraktin and say that being that nobody grinds herbs today, then l'chura, there shouldn't be a problem at all. So it was interesting that I got some feedback from the Olam over the course of the week regarding the Shaila. So one svara, and this was all in the names of Rabbanim, one svara that was suggested was that it could be refuah, being that it's an issue where if somebody's not feeling well, he's going to do whatever he can do to make himself feel better. So it was a big chashash. So to fix the guitar, no. You can dance the hara without a guitar. But if somebody's not feeling well and he needs medicine, so maybe you'll jump through more hoops to try to get the medicine. So the chashash is a little bit more of a fest chashash, or maybe it was at least then. And the bottom line is, for that reason, this chashash, the Chacham felt, we're not going to be able to touch. Another svara is that even today, there are places in the world where they don't have Advil, where they don't have, you know, the over-the-counter drugs and meds that we take for granted. And in those places, the gzeir of shechikas amonim is still real. Let's say in Africa. I don't know, today in Africa, what do they use if they're having issues? They probably take herbs and they grind them. So there are places where it's still all of the shechiach hayoyim. You can't say it doesn't apply anywhere today. Could be there are places that it does apply. I don't think there's a place in the world where the chassam sits down at the chassam and he writes his ksuba. But this is something that in certain places does exist, and as a result, it's for that reason it would be an issue as well. But I'll just tell you one fascinating maramachim. Ari Gelbar told me that he met Rabbi Sro Reisman this week, and he asked Rabbi Sro Reisman the shaila. He says, how come when it comes to refuah b'Shabbos, why did the Chachamim maintain, again, I don't know if it's a taina, it's a kash on the Ramah, because could be the Ramah's times, they were still being sheikhik samana, they probably were. But at least now, why can't we be makel when it comes to refuah b'Shabbos based on the idea that there's no shechik samamana? So Rabbi Reisman told him that anytime you have a shaila like this, anytime you have a shaila with a Chachamim made a takana, and it was based on some sort of gzera, the place you have to look, the Maramachim, is the Pre-Chadash, in the beginning of the Yeridea, Simin Kuf Tez Zayin. So I see now that this, Yeah, and it's quoted by, if you want to see, the Matthew Yonason quotes it on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Tezayin. The context is something else we spoke about this week, so we're bringing it all together, and that is the halach of Mashkim Megulim, halach of Giloy. Halach is, it's halach in Shulchan Aruch, Mashkim Shen is Galu. If somebody has a Mashka and he leaves it uncovered overnight, Asrum Chachamon, Chamon say you're not allowed to drink it the next morning. Chayshin and Shema Shasa Nachash Mehem, we're afraid that the Nachash may have taken a sip, Vehitul Behem Eres, he left a little venom, and as a result, it's dangerous. So not only is it aser, it's worse than machalos asuros, because it's chamir sakanta meisura. It could be it's not batul b'roiv. The Gemara said peruka l'sakanta, right? The Gemara was giving all these different terutzim. You don't make terutzim when it comes to sakana. Terutzim work peruka l'sakanta, but either way, says the Medina, the Gemara, there was halacha that mashkim shen esgalu asrum chachab. Stating there, it says the mechaber v'ashel she'en nechashim mitzuyim beineinu mot. Nowadays, being that there's no nechashim mitzuyim beineinu, now we don't have snakes living amongst us. So today it's mutter. Why? Because the chashash is no longer an applicable chashash. Shtaltzich the shayla. So this is a classic example where you have a takana that the chachamim made. The reason they made the takana was because of a certain chashash. And being that the chashash is no longer applicable, you don't have to worry about it. Freit the prichadash, there are examples in the Gemara where you find where we say to the contrary, that even though batal hatam, loy batal halacha, loy batal hadin. So why by mashkim gluyim was it so poshit that over here the halacha is going to be, that it's going to be okay because the chashash is no longer applicable, yet when it comes to doing malacha on Erev Pesach, he gives different examples, but the point is, most cases we say that even though it was batal hatam, still the halacha is going to apply. Says the prichadash yisoy gadol. This is what he says. He says that there were certain times that when the Chachamim made the Takana, they gave the reason for it, and at that time that the Chachamim made the Takana, there were places that the Takana didn't apply. So for example, let's say you lived in a place when you knew for sure there was no issues of Nechashim, the kings. The kings didn't have Nechashim Mitzuyim Beinehem. So being that they didn't have Nechashim Mitzuyim Beinehem, in a base Malachim, you didn't have to worry about them, Isser Gluim. And the Chachamim at that time made it very, very clear. I'm telling you now, you can't drink Mashkim Megulim because I'm worried about a Nechash. But Lu Yitzuyu, you're not going to worry about a Nechash. Even the Gemara gave examples with this tif-tif, right? This dripping and different nuances where you don't have to worry about it because the Takana was only made to the extent that there's going to be Chashash. But here's the punchline. If at the time that the Chachamim made the Takana, there were places that the Takana wasn't Noigeya, because there were places that the original Chashash didn't apply to, then you could do whatever you want with this Takana. So if 1,000 years later, the whole world is going to change, and at that point, the Chashash won't apply to anybody, nobody has to worry about it. And you could be Mevatel the whole Gezerah. So the Chachamim made a gzeira. At the time, it applied to 80% of people, but to 20% of people it didn't apply to. That's the slippery slope. Once it doesn't apply to 20% of people, that gives us now a Pesach to, in 1,000 years from now, 2,000 years from now, say, doesn't apply to anybody. It doesn't apply to anybody. We're going to make away. Well, Chachamim didn't make away with the whole Takana. They just said, okay. But once they said that it only applies to people that bepoyel have the chashash, so now that gives us room to say that if it's not going to apply to anybody, at that point, you don't have to worry about it. And therefore, Gluyim, which didn't apply to all people, B'shas Te'ikr Takana, now, Achshav She'en Nechashim Mitzuyim Beinenu, Mutter to everybody. Even though by doing that, you're getting rid of the entire Takana. If, however, at the time that the Takana was instituted, the Takana did apply to everybody, Avivait, the Takana applied to everybody, there the halach is going to be, you're going to have to say that it's always going to be Aser. And even though later it's Batal Atam, it doesn't matter. But B'shas the Chachamim made the Takana, there, because of what the world looked like at that time, it was something that did apply to everybody. If it's something that applied to everybody, later it's going to be Mutter. He said, you have to say, regarding Shechikah Samamonim, he said, this is the Maramakim. This is the Maramakim. Shechikah Samamonim applied to everybody, and being that it applied to everybody, there's no room. The only time you ever have a Pesach is if there's some sort of Messiah. We know somehow, the Ramah must have knew that regarding a Meraktim, and he must have known that regarding a Mekachim. But the bottom line is, it's this Prichadash, he said, it comes up over and over and over again in Halacha. Every time you have a shayla of batal hatam, whether batal hadin or loy batal hadin, the place to go is to go here. Where this prichadash is featured prominently is in the sugya of chalav stam, but we'll have to wait for that.